3, Mishnah 1. Shivas yamim kodim l'sreifa saparet, 7 days before the burning of the red heifer. Mafrishin kohen asoref esapara, they would take the kohen who was going to burn the cow, mibeiso, they would take him away from his house, lishka shel pnei habira, to a chamber on the bira, on the temple mount, tsefonet mizracha, in the northeast, ubeis even hyasat nikres, and it was called the house of stone. And the reason they say that it was called the house of stone, the Karti quotes a Gemara, because all of the utensils there were made of stone and earthenware, because those utensils were not susceptible to ritual impurity, and that's what the Kohen used for all the 7 days. He had to stay pure, so they were very careful to only allow him to use stones which were not susceptible to ritual impurity. They would sprinkle all 7 days, they would sprinkle on him water from all of the red heifers that were there. And what they did was, from every red heifer since Moshe Rabbeinu, they kept some of the ashes and they used them to sprinkle on this kohen. Every day a different red heifer they would sprinkle on the kohen to purify him with all of these different waters. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, not lo yu mazin alav ela bashlishi or the shvi bilvad. They only sprinkled water on him on the 3rd and the 7th day, which was the requirement to purify someone from corpse impurity. So according to the Tanakhama, they sprayed on him every day in case there was a doubt, etc., to get rid of any sort of doubts. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no, they just sprinkled the 3rd and the 7th day as with any other impure person. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kanim Oimer, he says, Allah Kohen Asoref Esapara Mazin Kol Shevas Yamim. He says, on this Kohen, they sprinkled all 7 days. Well, Shel Yom HaKippurim, but on the Kohen that they wanted to purify for Yom Kippur, because if you'll recall from Yoma that before Yom Kippur they would do a similar procedure, they would separate the Kohen Gadol and they would go through a similar procedure. So there, Lo Hayu Mazin Alav Ela Bishlishi or Bishvi Bilvad. In that case over there, they only sprinkled on him on the third and the seventh day alone. So he differentiates between this Kohen and the Kohen who was going to do the Avoda on Yom Kippur.